I guess we back in the building. Welcome to another episode of the Mixed Bass Podcast, your favorite amateur podcast. Man, you already, it's not what I do. Hey, man, you already know. Microphone check 1, 2, 1, 2. You already know what that boy Q gonna do. I'm gonna bring it in like I do. Hold up. Hey. It's your boy, Mr. Bell. I can't say your name up on the spot. Might not fuck with you tomorrow.
Oh, we back to the might not fuck with you tomorrow.
So yeah, I can't think of it. That's all I had. I need to come up with some new AKAs because.
Look, I be skipping that shit completely. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what's up. It's your girl Jerz. Welcome back.
Yeah, your boy Quack here somewhere. He'll be here in a minute. He shall appear. But Jerz, we're going to get into some little ass Jerz.
Into little ass Jerz.
Little ass Jerz. First ass Jerz is, what is something that you value more than money?
Quality time.
Why quality?
Because yes, you can spend money on, you know, going to do a bunch of shit or you know, buying shit to make yourself happy. But it's like, even when you have that, what are you doing with that time that you have those things? Whether you have them or not, is like the time, the effort, the quality of the time you spend, not only with other people but with yourself. Like, I've spent a lot of time with myself recently and thinking about, what's the best way I could be spending this time right now? Mm-hmm. Has been a consistent thing for me. As annoying as it fucking is, like, I just be wanting to go to sleep.
But
I can't go night-night.
I feel bad for you. Because soon as this is over, you hear me?
As soon as this is over, I'm going back to work, bro. Like,
I'm sorry, but as soon as this is over, I am.
I know. I did get a little nappy nap in before we started today, so I'm a little less pent up. I was tired and angry after the last episode.
Can we talk about how important naps is as an adult?
As an adult, fuck these kids. Auntie needs a nap. Auntie needs a nap before we go do anything.
My body needs rest.
Bruh, I remember being little and hanging out with my dad on the weekends, and I'd be ready to get up and go do some shit. He'd be like, all right, you want to play a game? I was like, sure, what do you want to play? He'll maybe play the Tired Giant with him, and he'd go take a nap. I understand that now. I'm not the Tired Giant.
Hey, that was funny, bro. If I have more kids, I'm use that. But it's too old. Let me tell you. I'm gonna get back to Aaron Sharks because it's just more stuff I want to spend off to that. But
that up.
We ran with my son, me and my sister, and he lost a tooth yesterday. And he said yesterday, I have remember put this under my pillow so the tooth fairy could bring me some money. I'm like, cool. I'm like, all right. He ain't put it up under his pillow, so I'm thinking I'm in the clear. We riding in the car, me, him, and my sister. He said, man, I ain't get Tooth Fairy bring me no money. I was like, man, you ain't put it under your pillow. So Tooth Fairy didn't know to bring you some money. He said, Dad, turn around and look at me in my face. We gonna...
Nah, nigga, you know.
He said, so we know Santa Claus ain't real. So you expect me to believe the Tooth Fairy is real? Can I just get my money?
And why you ain't just trade the tooth in like a real nigga then?
I looked at
you
him and said,
you gotta play the game. You gotta play the game.
Man, I said, look, you said yesterday you believed in the Tooth Fairy. You wanted to run the game?
No money.
Turn around and look at me. What you hey, bro, hold on. First off, don't talk to me like that. You're 10. I do that to you. Hey, bro. I'm quick to hit him with... Hey, bro, stand up and look at me in my face.
Look me in my face, young nigga.
I'm quick to hit him with that. For him to turn around on me? All right, bro, chill.
That was funny.
No, the funny part is, I had a 20. I was going to go break the 20. My sister said, I got a 5. Just put... Because I was going to put gas in her tank because she took me out somewhere. She said, just put the whole 20 in there and I got a 5. I said, all right, bet. So as I'm putting gas in the car, she gives my son the 5 And instead of telling him it's for the tooth fairy, he took some groceries in the house for her. She was like, hey, here's the $5 for you helping me out.
Wow. So he got $25 off that little tooth, huh?
No. My sister took the $5 that I was going to give him. So now he's still looking at me with his hand out.
Man.
My sister got over on me.
Damn.
Big sister might be better.
That's what auntie don't do.
I ain't got a tank, Bill.
I put the dove in the tank. She gave him the $5 and was like, hey, you still owe him some money. No, I don't.
gave him the money and told him, this is for me.
Bruh, that's what she did. This is for me. Now, what you and your daddy got going on ain't got nothing to do with me.
Ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh, but this $5 is for me. I appreciate you bringing them groceries.
He told him specifically, run your pockets still.
That's what she told him. Hey, don't forget. This is for me.
Go get that money from your daddy, too.
Yo, y'all two furry business ain't got nothing to do with me.
Boy, that's funny.
It's not. It's not funny at all, honestly. We'll get back to that. Let me write this down. It's another question I was gonna do. We'll do it for another episode. Since Quag is, man, it's Buffy y'all this. When y'all make bowl of cereal, do Buffy y'all eat cereal? Eaten cereal recently. Are y'all milk first or cereal first? It says a lot about the person.
Cereal first. Why is that a question?
Quag.
I was raised as a cereal first, but I realized it depends on the cereal.
Okay. Elaborate. What cereals are you going milk first?
So, Fruity Pebbles for sure. I'm going milk first. I'm going to pour the milk. Nah. Because I don't like mine real soggy. I still like them at that crunch. So, I'm going to pour a little bit in at a time. And just eat them with the milk like it.
Wow. So this nigga going taking the whole box. So you wanted them to take the whole box of cereal to the table type niggas. Hey, you want to deal. Oh, okay.
I ain't that, because if it gets soggy, I'm just going to pour some more on top and go that way. Like,
so y'all taking the box to the table.
I'm grown. I bought that.
I am that type of nigga.
Yeah, right.
Okay, my bad. I'm not judging y'all.
I'm the type of nigga to go through a box in a weekend. Yeah.
I'm the nigga who got a 10-year-old who takes the box every time. And I'll be like, hey, bro, run that back, because I know you. Go on, take that back in there. If you that hungry, you'll walk back in there. You'll walk back in there. If not, you ain't ready to take this whole box of cereal. Then you might eat it.
Because you won't see the box again.
Jersey. It's on a Saturday, then Sunday morning he looking for, I'm hungry. Man, go get you, fix you a bottle of cereal. We ain't got no more. What you mean?
Oh, wonder why.
Wait, what you mean? Because you either spilled it, because he's prone to do that too.
Damn.
Or he ate it. Nah, if you hungry enough, you'll walk back in there. It'll make you think twice. That walk back to the kitchen will make you think twice about how hungry you are.
And depends on how much milk you got left in the bowl, too.
Because then you got to pour milk. Then you got to go get the milk, too. Man, he'll take the milk. Exactly. This boy will take the milk, too. He will take the milk in the bowl to the table. No, bro. It's not what we doing.
That's funny.
Because then my milk ain't going to sit down. I feel that.
Then my milk ain't going to make it back to the refrigerator. So now when I go ahead and make me some pasta, or make me whatever I want, or when I make my bowl of cereal, ain't no milk.
All the milk. All the cereal.
All the grapes.
No,
I ain't mean to turn this into my parent hour. My fault. I just need to get some shit off. You feel me? Because kids is expensive, and they make you waste money.
Boy, I ain't got none now. I'm good. Damn, neither one of the niggas I met this weekend had kids. That was Jesus
Christ. How you keep tripping over niggas with no kids?
Because I meant it when I said I'm not fucking with niggas with kids in 2020.
Yeah, how you keep finding these niggas? It's that many niggas out here without kids?
Apparently. Bitch, it's hard to find them. I've been here three years.
I couldn't throw a rock without hitting somebody's baby daddy.
I've been here 3 years and couldn't throw a fucking rock without hitting somebody's baby daddy.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Jerry's been found like 10 in the past this since April. I mean, since January. I ain't saying I'm looking, but first off, pause, bro. I'm just saying. I know a bunch of niggas with kids. Because I'm looking at it from females. I don't know that many females that don't have kids.
I'm for it.
I can think of 100, and I'm only going to come up to 3 females off the top of my head. And Jersey's one of them.
Jersey's one of them. Jersey's 2 of them. Okay? I double count myself.
Okay, well, that's not what I'm doing. I can think of 3 that don't got kids. Jersey double count herself and shit. That's what I'm just, I don't know. I thought everybody said
like, it's Jers, Najaya, and that other girl.
Not the government counting as a double. After with 2 personalities. 2 personas and shit.
It is.
Before we get into the entertainment news, because we about to get into the entertainment news. Quiet. It will be half hour time at some point.
So load that shit up now.
That's crazy. My hot dog don't even get appreciated. I told y'all about this shit, man.
Now the half hour, people come to listen to the half hours, and then we get to the end of the show. I ain't even got one.
They should have came for the rest of the show then at that point. That's what it sounds like it happened.
They came for the half hour and stayed for the rest of the show.
That's what's up.
And then got to the half hour, and now they don't want to cut us back on because there wasn't no half hour. I made that up, but I'm saying. All right. Entertainment news time. So,
you know they come for you.
Chill. Drake and Ross did more stuff on Instagram, but we're going to skip all that because we even talked about them. I mean, Drake dropped the AI with the Snoop and the Pop. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, with Snoop and it sounded like Tupac.
Snoop and Pop, and he did the classic. I'm gonna diss myself using them, using they voices, and then I'm gonna do a voice verse myself. All right, cool. When K-Dot responds, or if Drake drops like an actual record, cool. We'll get back into that, but. On the record that not started it all, because like Drake said, it's been brewing. But the record that pushed it to the forefront, there's a remix out now with a man by the name of Kanye West. Indeed. And he took some jabs at Drake. He took some jabs at J. Cole. He also made some Instagram posts about J. Cole, which was the more funnier part. How y'all feel about Kanye getting involved? What do y'all think about Kanye's verse?
Kanye just needs something to do.
That's all it was.
Kanye just needed something to do. I'm sorry. I ain't mad at it. Good to hear him out. You know, taking care of his kids, minding his business. That's what I love to see from Kanye. I don't need no left field shit from Kanye. We've had our Kanye left field era of bullshit. Let's do your job and go home, yeah. Do your job and go home.
Quiet. What you think? What you think about Kanye? What do you think about what Kanye said to these people? Because
I listened to the track, but it was the sound quality was so terrible that I was like, I don't know what I'm looking for. I can't do this. So I went and found just the lyrics and read what he said.
Damn.
And nigga was on 10. He had some shit on his chest he needed to get off, him and his 12 writers. They got their shit off, boy. They had some shit to say.
12. So you don't believe Kanye wrote these verses? This verse.
Kanye, what Kanye said on Drink Champs? He said he wish he had Drake and he wouldn't have to have 12 writers?
All right. So Kanye and Drake has beef before. We know what that led to. Drake and Pusha beefing, and Pusha just dropped a nuclear bomb, and that went that. Do you think Drake responds to Kanye?
Nah. I doubt it.
Go ahead.
I don't, because it's better things to do. We don't fuck with the mental health.
Okay, cool. Do y'all think J. Cole responds to Kanye? That's the more important question. Mr. I apologize. I mean, so do you think he gonna respond to Cole? I mean, do you think Cole's gonna respond to Kanye?
Again, probably not. He's in his apologetic era right now. So he chilling. He in the cut. He just listening. I don't think Kanye said anything left field enough for J. Cole to respond.
If he could, he would.
If he wanted to, he would. But he don't really give too many fucks right now. He's like, this beef ain't about me. Say what you want.
Whoa, this beef is about him. Because Kendrick said the F the victory. Cool. Kanye said his name. He said his name. I ain't leaving out. I don't leave out no confusion. I don't want you to question who this was about. And Jacob, your songs make the girl's pussy get dry. That's what he said. That's what he said. Then he said on the Instagram, and Instagram part was the funny part to me. Dude asked the girl, the girl asked, do you listen to J. Cole? The dude said no. And the next picture, dude was getting some head. This is personal.
Go ahead. You gotta eat that nigga up, Cole. Cole, you have to eat that nigga up. I know you don't want to look. Kendrick's your man's. That's your name. I mean, Kanye ain't. You better go into that bag of tricks and you better show that nigga some.
He might, but I think he's chilling at home. I think he's over it. He don't want to have to.
Yeah, nobody cares about the nigga being over it. We talking about some get out here and rap. Do your job. That's what you get paid to do, is rap. Nobody gives a fuck about, he's bigger than this. Fuck all that, nigga. This nigga taking personal shots. He's saying you scaring off the hoes. I tell you right now, I'm telling people out the muscle, I don't listen to J. Cole no more.
Man, Kanye said you messing up the shot. Soon as your song come on, shorty putting the pants back on. Leads to the better question of why we listen to J. Cole when we try to fuck. That's a whole nother conversation. That's neither here nor there. But, Cole better respond. He said your name. Ain't no confusion here. He said your name. And let's be real. Cole said some stuff about Kanye too, because he talked about how, your idols. All that idol talk and all that was about Kanye. Cool. Realized Kanye wasn't who he thought he was. And he just said that. He ain't taking no shots at him, but he just said that. Cool. Now Kanye responded. Years later, but Kanye's responding. Whoever wrote it, Kanye spit it. And he said it. J. Cole, you make shorty's pussy dry. Hey, Cole, you gotta say something. Fuck all that. Yeah, you better not apologize. Don't say nothing to apologize on this one either. Like, you need to say something, because now niggas is testing your head. He's testing your gangster. He's seeing if you really about your shit. Getting called out by Kanye is also well, because Kanye had some little legal situations a couple of days ago about, not being able to keep his hands to himself.
Again?
Yeah, bro. Kanye got her.
Kanye. With the reporter?
No, hitting a woman. Ooh. Matter of fact, I think his woman. I seen the woman's name, but I don't know Kanye's actual woman's name. So I didn't.
It probably was the reporter. He snatched up the reporter for asking him.
Now that's old. This was recent.
Oh, it's something new?
Yeah, this is recent. That's the other reason I think I was going to get to. I think Kanye did this to get his name out of that negative light. So let me drop this, so then people's talking about this record instead of my criminal record. People gonna talk about this record.
We're gonna talk about the other record at hand.
Yeah. Let's try to get all attention away from that. At what point do niggas stop shooting at Drake though? Are we getting a little carried away with everybody shooting at Drake all at once?
It's like Kendrick broke the seal, bro. I feel like everybody had a little beef with Drake, a little something to say about him. It's like, all right, we're just gonna pop out now since everybody else doing it.
But still, it's getting kind of. If one more person come out with a diss record for Drake, I'm just going, it makes you want to cut everything off. It's becoming overdone. Why don't y'all go one at a time? Let him and K-Dot do their thing. Let's let them figure that out. Drake and Ross, I don't really care for no more.
They taking sides. They posted tour dates for Metro Boomin, bro. Them niggas taking that shit global and they trying to, somebody else trying to pick up on getting on this tour. That's what it is. At this rate, if you're shooting a shot at Drake, then you're trying to get on that Metro Boomin tour.
The Weeknd's gonna be popping up, Ross is gonna be popping up. Hell, Fresh Montana might pop up since Drake's in Tennessee synthesis. But you know, we never know who else got beef with Drake. Beef is gonna continue. We're gonna continue with the beef. It's gonna get real disrespectful out here. If I send you a picture of Chris, just know I'm gonna take it too far. Chris Brown released another record. Well, released a full record aiming at a man by the name of Quavo.
Indeed.
And the record starts off with Quavo, a phone call between Quavo and Chris talking about I don't want to fight you, bro.
Of course he don't.
Chris Brown did his thing on this record. He also might have referenced Takeoff and said to the effect of, hey Quavo, everybody wished it was you instead of him.
That was wild. That was a wild line.
That was wild. I'm just gonna let y'all react to the Chris Brown, and while y'all react to the record, also answer the question if you think Quavo should respond.
He did drop a record.
Because we didn't get to it last week because we got so wrapped up in the Drake and Ross, the other stuff didn't get.
Yeah,
you know, Quavo dropped the record last week. Tender Love or whatever it's called.
Well, it didn't even get back to me till just now that Quavo released a record. Because
yeah.
Not only did Chris Brown release that diss, he got a verse on the 11/11 Deluxe release, that freak song with Jordan Lucas. Mm-hmm. Added this on there too.
So that record came out, and then Quavo, in typical hip hop fashion, dropped the record within 24 hours. I think it was the same day, but I'll say within 24 hours.
Really didn't know. It was a hit and a miss because nobody knew about it. I didn't know about it. I'm saying, I would love to see the beef.
Yeah, nobody knew. Everybody else did.
Shit. I'm a fan. I'd love to see the beef, but he ain't got none.
Okay. Church, how do you feel about Pillow Talk? Because apparently that's what Sweetie was doing.
I mean, if that's your nigga, that's your nigga. But pillow talking with your side nigga about your main nigga is a dangerous game to play, because shit like this happened. That's what, at least in the industry, anyway. Hopefully, on a private, you know, note, the niggas don't know each other. But that's crazy. That's crazy.
Sweetie, pillow talking to your side nigga.
And you gonna talk shit about your main nigga to your side nigga, but on some hush hush secret shit, boy.
People do that. You know what? Now I think people do that, but you're not supposed to. You're not supposed. I'm not supposed to know nothing about your main nigga. Yeah, nothing to do with me. Hey, yeah, nothing to do with
me. He don't like that nigga. He already didn't like that nigga. So
clearly he ain't doing his job because I'm hurt. So, but the cop say, I don't need you to damn bring that nigga. Don't even bring bruh up with me.
Boy. He beat her back in so good she was telling secrets. I like that for her.
Chris said she was fiending for the dick. That's what Chris said.
I bet.
What? Quiet. What you think? How you feel about the bar? How you feel about Sweetie? There's a lot to unpack with this record because it's very late. Also, we got a great Chris Brown's rapping ability, which we know we knew he could do, but still.
Chris. I ain't gonna hold you. He did his thing. Early in the morning, I'm listening to the track. Y'all getting me early in the morning, sending me these tracks.
Yes.
That's when they drop.
What can I? Oof. How far is too far? When you bring up the dead, I feel like you took it a little too far. I'm not saying you was wrong.
He was wrong.
I'm saying you just took it a little too far.
He was wrong.
I'm saying, bro. I'm not, what I always say, when you losing, you got to do whatever you got to do to win. I'm not saying he was losing. I'm just saying he trying to win.
But you don't play with the dead.
He damn sure wasn't playing.
He said Takeoff was the only Migo he fucked with.
It ain't like he was dissing the dead man. He was just like, damn, yo, it really should have been your bitch ass.
Nah, yo, it's just me. I don't think you say the dead's name at all. You don't reference them. When we going back and forth, don't bring up my nephew.
People die every day, bro.
Yeah, not my people die every day.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm a tourist. I bring up the dead. Fuck it. When you lose, you got to do whatever you got to do to win.
That's loser mentality to me, bro.
That's loser mentality?
That's loser mentality.
Except for when you end up winning.
Even if you end up with the win? Even if you end up with the win?
Winning.
I don't know, bro. It's just me. I think that's too deep. I think that's too personal. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I ain't saying it ain't like he brought up his dead grandma or something like that. I mean,
he brought up his nephew who he was always with. Come on, bro. We right there.
It ain't like he did it. If he did it and then he out here talking shit, we're like, you know, that's a line. Don't cross that line.
Chris, I'm going to say this. Chris, you keep doing what you're doing. Quavo, hang it up. Because ain't no need for you to even go back and forth with it. Offset, stay in your lane. You know you do not want to tussle with that man.
Nah, you tripping. No. No.
Huh?
No. I disagree with that. No,
you,
no, no.
You disagree with stay in your lane?
Nah, nigga. Nah. What? Hey.
And you called Offset called the police.
I did. Here's my thing. Once you say Takeoff's name, Offset should have called Quavo immediately. Be like, here, let's get on this track. Right now. Don't say that name.
Because he need the backup, right?
Yeah, of course.
Shit.
The fuckery.
No, of course. But now, just you. Hey, once you say a name, all right, bro. Now the whole team got to go at you. Now the whole team
got to go at you. They not cool. They not boys no more.
They ain't got beef.
They family.
They got pork and chicken, nigga.
What I'm saying he smashed Sweetie too.
Still, that's different.
So she's really a problem, low key.
If you think, man, hey, bro, if you YG and you roll over and you hear that record,
YG is over there with his arms crossed on the couch right now.
Can't rap. The pussy just getting passed around like goddamn Kit Kats. Snicker bars, you know what I'm saying? Like a share pack of Skittles. Golly.
Damn.
How you look at her with a straight face the next morning, knowing not only did you sleep, because they was beefing in, so you slept with the ops, and then told the ops all this information about me. This nigga YG on stage telling about how, confessing his love to this woman.
Yes.
As a word, she might be over here sleeping with your ops, confessing all your personal business.
All secrets, boy. Because she was real hesitant to say it back on stage. I ain't going to hold you. Either way, that man is sitting on the couch with his arms crossed right now.
Hey, go to your house. Go to your house for a week or two. Fido, don't come back over here.
You can't stay here tonight.
I hit you when I feel like it. Nah, because now I got to contemplate this relationship. I got to see if this relationship is worth it for me.
You hit her with the, give me your phone. Give me your phone right now.
You fuck the ops? Hell, Big Gorilla got a song talking about fucking the ops. But I didn't know motherfuckers was really, I mean, I knew, but I didn't know it was so common. People out here fucking the ops on the regular?
Damn.
George, you got fucked the ops? Now I feel like I got to ask. I didn't know it was a question that had to be asked.
No. But I ain't gonna hold you. If I had the opportunity, I'd probably fuck one of my ex's friends, piss him off.
Thought you already have.
No, I would. I don't know the niggas.
Oh yeah, you're not beyond homie hopping, I forget. It's not above you.
Homie hopping and I popping is two completely different things.
Yeah.
I don't know which one is worse, though. That's a good
homie question. Hopping's worse.
Then was that nigga really your homie?
Not if you mean me.
And what does that have to do with me? Especially if we wasn't together. That's the thing. If I'm fucking your friend, it's because we're not together.
Okay.
At least for me. You know, other bitches ain't like that. But I hold a little bit of standard to my dirt. Just a little bit.
You said homie hopping is worse. But not if you giving the ops information about me. If you giving the ops information about me and you reporting shit, that's putting my life at risk.
Bruh, we talking about Chris Brown and Quavo.
Okay, now I'm thinking bigger, deeper than them two. I'm not just talking about them
two. Bro, like who are you talking
about? I'm talking generally.
Now I'm talking generally.
You ain't gonna believe what he said on it. He tried to rhyme chicken with bitches.
Yeah, now I'm thinking in general, bro. I ain't talking about
that. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, I'm talking in general. We know what Sweetie did was crazy. And what Sweetie can see usually do is crazy. And this is Sweetie is the person that they had highlight the women's NCAA tournament halftime show, that winger. That is still wild to me. But the men got made. Hey, bro, that's crazy. My bad. Go ahead, write the song 1 through 10.
I mean, rapping Chris Brown is not his best, you know, rapping performance, but I mean, song's a solid 7.
I was thinking an 8. George, what you think?
I was going to give it a 9.
Okay. Did y'all answer? Should Quavo respond?
Nope, hang it up. You done?
Yeah.
You done rapping?
Okay. You done? Whoa! You done rapping in general?
Or
you
yeah. No. You can't rap ever again.
His career is over. He need to go to acting. Is that what you said?
You better go on acting and go on tour.
He need to start a clothing line. He can't talk no more.
He said it's over.
We'll sell some shoes.
Okay. Speaking of clothing lines, Nelly's bringing back Apple Bottom, but nobody's here to talk about that. Even though the Apple Bottoms was dope back in high school, especially when it was Apple Bottom. That thing was thinking. Wasn't that sexy? But
he had a pair on?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, is he bringing them back for him? Or is he bringing them back for him?
Bro, I'm trying to host a pod, bro.
I'm asking a general, like, serious question.
Bro, I'm trying to host a pod, bro. I don't got time for this nonsense, bro. I'm trying to host a pod.
Bro, is he bringing them back for him, or is he bringing them back for him?
He's
bringing them back for them. Okay.
He's bringing them back for his fiance. In entertainment news, Nelly popped the question, and now Ashanti is also pregnant.
Which I think we already knew. Did we not say that on this podcast? Because I swear to God, we've had this conversation.
Yeah, we said she was going to end up pregnant. Because Bow Wow
was looking sick about 3 months ago. And Bow Wow said, episode, because I swear I called that shit.
Bow Wow said, go on and marry that woman. And then we said she was going to end up pregnant. And they was going to get married.
Yeah, their announcement was cute. She was getting ready or whatever, and her mom's like, how long you need? And I need 9 months. It's actually them promoting, they started a line of, like, pregnancy tests that specialize, like, for people with fertility issues. And so that's actually what the promotion behind the pregnancy announcement was.
Okay, that was real creative. That is a different product. They are selling shit. Yeah, you know.
They out here selling shit. And he trying to bring back Apple Bottom because he needs some monies to do something.
He needs money. In the way of Drake, I'm gonna diss myself before I give anybody the opportunity. Yes, Nelly did a sound check with a very few amount of people there. And I mean, it is what it is. It was a sound check. I don't understand why it was made a big deal. It was just a sound check. It wasn't an actual performance.
Ain't no way.
People got there early.
Them folks thought they were at a concert.
Well, that's their fault for thinking. They was at a sound check.
Sitting in the seats. Who get there that early?
So Nelly was trying to put on the show for the people that was there. Let's not act like Nelly don't sell that shit.
The DJ hypes up the crowd before the performance. He was performing full on.
They was doing a sound check. He got to still do his sound check. He can't go out here underperforming.
You do sound check hours before the show.
That was hours before the show. Some people like to be early.
They don't open the doors that early, Q. That's what I'm telling you. The venue don't open before the venue time. I stood outside of Yum Stadium waiting for them to open doors. Then everybody get in there, and then there's music playing. Because I'll be damned.
It was a sound check. That's what I'm going with. That's what I'm going with. And even if it was an actual show, who cares? He still got paid for
it. It's like you said, he's trying to bring back something nobody really asked for. So,
something else too, nobody really asked for.
What was that, Corey?
I said something else nobody else asked for.
Bro, what y'all hate for Nelly? Like, I don't understand. Every time we bring Nelly up on this pod, bro, he gets unnecessary hate from you.
Bro, why? Ain't even that it's hate, but I'm saying.
Bro, it be hate for no reason.
Niggas be trying to hype Nelly up extra-nomally. You know, I'm like, come on, bro. It ain't even all that to be doing.
Bro, you act like Boosie and Soulja Boy is God out here, bro. What are we talking about?
It's only one rap guy that I've ever referred to as that. And he goes by Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. Let's get it right now.
All I'm saying, bro, all I'm trying to do was give Nelly his credit.
I'm going to put the right people on the pedestal. That's all I'm saying.
And Nelly don't deserve to be on the pedestal? Ain't nobody new with units but M, Pimp, Juice, and Us? I mean,
not the pedestal you got him on.
All right, bro. Let me guess. You think Soulja Boy is the top 10 rapper of all time?
Come on, bro. I never said that,
bro. That's how you act, bro.
Soulja Boy is an influencer.
Now he's an influencer, bro. He influenced
the game. What can I say?
All right, bro.
Had it in a chokehold. I'm saying.
Soulja Boy has never had the hip hop game in a chokehold. Never. Never.
Bro, are you sure?
Name a time.
T 2008. Were you not there?
So he came over, cranked that Soulja Boy, which was, hey, took over. Popular record. But Chokehold?
So he had, bruh, he had cranked that Soulja Boy. And this is like in the span of a month now. Crank that Soulja Boy. He had Shoot At. He had Soulja Girl. Kiss Me Through the Phone.
That was all the
back, he came back to back with the lady tracks to secure the bag. He was out there. Derrick Henry told him that bit.
Don't ever put Soulja Boy and Derrick Henry in the same fit.
Wow.
Come on now.
Nah,
then
bro.
He came with what? Booty Me?
Look, Soulja Boy is a legend. He's a legend. But you gotta chill, bro. Back up off that man, bro.
I just want to hear you say he was a legend. That's it.
I've always said Soulja Boy was a legend. I just ain't never said he was top 10 like you.
I ain't, bro. That's never came
that's
out.
That's all I said, bro. That's all I'm saying. I never said he wasn't a legend. We had that conversation. I said Soulja Boy was a legend.
Nelly had the game in the chokehold once upon a time.
All right, bro. Come on,
and
bro.
And once he lost it, what'd he do? He went to country. It happens, my boy.
I think he'll make two or three country songs. Now he's a country artist. Come on.
He make a country song once a year, every year now.
No, he don't, bro. He done made three.
He make a country song every time that the numbers start falling.
Bro, the numbers, Nelly's numbers don't. Come on, bro. Wrap the
pot. Let me get in the booth. Look, I need this little quick money real quick. That's what it is, that quick money. That's what Beyonce thought she was going to do.
Well, hit up Keith Urban.
Beyonce be getting hate. Shout out to I can't say his name, but the R&B artist that was on Beyonce's album. Thank you. He got the number one country song in America right now.
Good for him. He's handsome too.
He sampled Tipsy. So by Jaquan, you know what I'm saying? But this nigga thinks so we're top 10 all time.
I know Nelly ain't. I know Nelly ain't top 10 all time.
Come on, bro. Hey, bro, you got high thoughts.
Shit, today's day some high thoughts brought to you by that white devil. You feel me? It is what it is. I think I had a little bit of that last week. Got a little more.
Did you say that white girl?
White devil.
Oh, my bad.
Same thing. Continue.
I just want to clarify. My bad.
You said the same thing?
There's no, it is not. It is not the same thing.
Oh, I thought that's what one of y'all said. I was like, my bad.
She said the same thing. And I want to clarify that it is not the same thing. The white devil and that white girl, it's not the same
thing. No, I didn't mean it in a drug reference. I was being funny.
Okay, cool. My bad. I meant it in a drug reference. Them two things are not the same thing.
Yeah, those things are not the same.
Jerry said it.
I can't
say it.
Hey, today's high thought. So I ain't gonna hold y'all. Last night, I stayed up late. Late. Cause I thought I was gonna get my eyes full. I thought I was in for a show. I thought I was in for the fight of the century. I turn on the Ryan Garcia, the Devin Haney fight. Or fuck it. I turn on the Ryan Garcia show at this point. That's what the fuck it was. When I tell you I ain't never been so mad to watch a nigga get his ass whooped for fucking an hour. I'm sorry. Not even. That nigga got his ass whooped for 3 hours. Because, you know, boxing, they take their little intermissions and all that kind of shit. One round is 20 minutes. That nigga got his ass whooped for a whole 2 hours last night.
It was not those 2 hours,
bro. Bro, the fight didn't start till... No, you're right. No. It started at 11. It didn't go out till 1.
Damn.
He got his ass whooped for 2 hours straight.
And didn't you think Haney was going to win?
I thought Haney was going to do it.
Haney, my bad. I ain't know.
I haven't watched the Haney fight in a minute. Don't get me wrong. I haven't watched the Devin Haney fight in a minute. But I just watched Garcia lose to Tank Davis. I was like, Ryan's washed. He ain't got nothing for him. They came to him in the presser, the pregame interview. Ryan, how you feel about tonight's fight? I'm going to kill that nigga. What?
That's money shit.
He said, I'm going to try to murder that man. No offense. Oh, no. Nah. I said, this crackhead finna get knocked out. He done missed weight. He done failed the drug test. He drinking at the damn, at the night, you know, at the showdown.
Because he said he ain't worried about him.
And he wasn't. Golly. I was going to flip that into asking y'all about a fight that y'all, you know, wasted y'all time to get hyped up to see, but I don't know if anybody's ever been in that situation.
A fight that I wasted my time to see.
Damn.
Well, boxing-wise, Floyd Mayweather versus
Pacquiao.
McGregor. I was getting ready to say Pacquiao and McGregor.
And the Paul brother he fought.
Well, I knew that one because I had seen the McGregor and the Pacquiao fight. So I knew the Paul brother fight wasn't going to be shit. The Pacquiao fight, I thought was the one. I just knew it was the one. It was Derby weekend. I had got Derby at my mama's house. I had got the fight on my mama's cable, which I still owe her some money for, by the way. I thought it was going to be something. Just for it to be nothing. I had got my aunt and my mama. We in here watching the fight. Yeah, it was a waste. Then the McGregor fight. I'm with Johnny Boy. So that's what my son called. That's what my son called Johnny Boy. And me all over it deep watching the fight. Just for having to be a waste too.
And maybe going. Nah, I can't call up a fight I've wasted my time watching. Other than those, I ain't too big on getting into the boxing life anyway. I catch the highlights on the internet after the fact for the reason of not wasting my time or my money.
Now, personal, real life, I'm trying to think of it was a female in my high school who had the biggest bar, talked all that shit. Talked all that shit, but I never seen a fight. But her, you know what I'm saying? Thought she was about that. She got in one fight and got drugged through the mud. And I was excited to see her fight because I thought she was going, you know. That's when I learned, hey, people with the loudest bar ain't got no bite.
Back in the G, back in high school, can't even hold you. So, I'm not going to call no names. If you know, you know. We're gonna give everybody a nickname. So, we got the pastor son, and we got Big Red. So, the pastor son and Big Red, they decided they was going to fight. They got into the lunchroom. They said, "Bet, we're going to meet at the school. We're going to fight." They met at the school. The pastor's son beat the shit out of the goddamn out of Big Red. Got it on camera. I can show y'all. If y'all want to see it after this, I'll show y'all one time. You know, for the one time. Next day, you know, everybody done seen the fight. He come back to school. Big Red's like, "Nah, I want my rematch. Meet me at the Wendy's." So you already know, after school, everybody going to the Wendy's. The pastor's son there, guess who ain't?
Big Red.
Big Red was not there. Niggas was mad. So now the pastor's son, he think he the shit. So he looking for somebody to fight. He itching. So next day at school, he find the biggest nigga he can, Big Jelly Roll. Punked out Jelly Roll. I said, "All right, man, look, man, don't nobody want to..." It ain't really like you can even fight. But come on, man. Like, you punking out Jelly Roll.
Damn.
So after that, nobody was hyped up to see this nigga fight no more because we just felt like, shit, everybody was just going to bitch out afterwards.
That was about right.
Yeah, nah. Shit. I did remember the one time it was this gay dude. Everybody thought he was going to get his ass beat because he was gay. So he ended up fighting this straight dude. He whooped the fuck out of the straight dude. I'm talking about he drew, you know, the stop sign, the white line. He grabbed dude from the concrete and dragged him all the way across that white line after he knocked his ass down to the ground.
Damn.
Ain't nobody fight that gay dude ever again.
I bet.
But, you know, because I grew with the high school, like, early 2000s. So, you know, gay wasn't, it wasn't like it was now. It's crazy how far I've had this game. Since I was, it wasn't even, like, accepted like that back then. Everybody just had, you know, pre-assumptions about people, you know, gays or whatever. Whooped his ass, you heard me? And we talk about a dude who won fights. It wasn't like he was no soft nigga, neither. Matter of fact, I think he left the school, high school after that.
God damn.
Yeah, that's
okay. Hey, bro, I think he finished that year, and after that,
damn.
He wasn't there no more.
He made you leave the school?
I said, but don't quote me.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen that. Somebody got their ass whooped so bad they had to move.
Damn.
I feel like it happened once. She was there for a week. She got into it with some other females.
Mm-hmm.
She never came back. Mm. I think they actually did fight.
I remember that happened. She ended up staying there, but the new girl, she was only there for 2 weeks. But she was walking around like she was the shit. It did. Somebody they beat her ass. Cause she ended up with some girl's nigga. It was a whole thing.
Hey man, it happened. But hey.
Quavo better fight Chris Brown. Fuck the bullshit. And if you on the record, he used your voice saying, don't, hey bro, I don't wanna fight you. Now we gotta fight. And Chris been talking shit to this nigga for a minute because they got the basketball league, and he done called that nigga out 2 years in a row and said, Quavo, bring your bitch ass out here.
Bring you with all caps. Bring your bitch ass out here.
It made it clear to say it again, like, hey, nah, nigga, I'm talking to you. Yeah, I heard me saying, Quavo, bring your bitch ass out here. He used your voice on his record and then said he fucked your girl and then brought up your dad and nephew. Hey, man, Chris Brown is this. Hey, let me see. When I send you the Chris Brown picture, just know I'm going too far.
Is.
Just be ready. That's all I can tell you.
I'm saying, though, too far is in the eye of the beholder.
I'm for that.
He fucked that nigga's girl and got gossip. What this? This nigga got a diss record from that nigga's girl.
What niggas shit? Bitches get fucked every day, bro.
Damn.
And dude, apparently, Saweetie is apparently easy.
You know what? That is what we learned from this record. Is that Saweetie is apparently easy.
That's what you learned? That's what you're taking away from all this?
And Chris Brown's actually too far. Yeah. Those are the two things I took from this.
Hey, but with that being said, this has been another episode of the Mixed Vibes Podcast, your favorite amateur podcast. And you can find us wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, Pandora. They fuck with us over there. You hit us on the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at the phone number and the email for questions, comments, concerns only. But I'm your boy, Young Quaggy T, the Dream, a.k.a. Big Single.
It's your girl. You know what it is. Jersey in the building. Hit us up. Let us know. Like, share, tell a fucking friend.
Niggas will just be saying anything on these pods, a.k.a. Big what? All right, bro. Hey, y'all already know the best of your boy, Mr. Bell, a.k.a. Captain Hater. Damn, man, I ain't said that one a long time. I guess I have to go back to that. A.k.a. Captain Hater. We're going to catch y'all on the next time.
And it's Big Single.
Also, go stream Hot Up Another Thing, because, you know, 100th episode about to drop.
Hell.